Praise the Lord, everybody. Wherever you are tonight, hearing the sound of my voice. Oh, by the way, I'm a lesser version of the guy who was shown on the screen. I've done some serious gymming, and I've just lost 15 kilograms. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice tonight, raise one hand towards heaven as a point of contact with the Holy Spirit. Omnipotent power of mercy and grace, speak to our lives tonight. Let your name be glorified. Baptize us with your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. Now put those hands together and give God the biggest praise you could muster. Come on, give God the glory. Give him praise. He's the A for the Alpha, the B for the bread of life, the C for Christ, the D deliverer. He's the E, the L Shaddai, the F for Father, for G. He is God, H, the high and lifted one. He's I am that I am, the J, Jesus, K, King of Kings, L, Lord of Lords, M, the Maker, N, the new and living way, O, Omega, P, the powerful one, Q, oh, come on, give him some praise. Hallelujah. While you remain standing, I want to first of all celebrate Pastor Kingsley and Pastor Mildred. You have an amazing, amazing, amazing couple in this house. And I don't say that lightly. You see, I've been in ministry a few years now. This is my, okay, we're in a new year, isn't it? So this is my 47th year in the ministry. And let me tell you, in the light of the current trends you see in Christianity, you don't see many pastors who make marriage, relationships, their most major emphasis. Because those things demand integrity and they demand service, commitment. It means these guys are not joking. They are not preaching the conflicts of the gospel. They are sharing what will make you make heaven. So may I ask you to really put your hands together and celebrate Pastor Kingsley and Pastor Mildred. Appreciate them. Thank God for them. Bless the Lord for them. Come on. Come on. And listen, you, every time you have the opportunity to let them know you love them, you must not take them for granted. You must celebrate them, appreciate them, sow into their lives. They are a good ground. That's what you got to understand. They are a good ground. Everyone must have a prophet over their life. I have. So every January, I look for the two prophets in my life. I take my first fruit and my prophet's offering to them. Every January, I sow into my prophet. Because if you don't have a father, then you may be a bastard. You've got to have someone who's a covering over your life. Did you hear me today? And that's why the pastor said yesterday, wherever the head is what? So you got to have a headquarters, brother. In fact, sister, don't marry a guy who doesn't have a headquarters. Ask him, who is your father? Who do you submit to? Who can I report to when you misbehave? All right. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord tonight. I'm here to just share. I have a couple of books out there. This one is called The Creative Edge. 75% of the wealthiest people on earth right now is not because they have factories, but because they use their brain. They use their brain, that's all. Creativity. The challenge of the African person is that he has misunderstood Genesis 1:28. Be fruitful. He thought be fruitful means make babies. He didn't know that he was supposed to produce babies of the mind. So you need to get the book on creativity. This one talks about multi-generational wealth. I'm a few years old, and I can tell you as a Nigerian, I only know two families that have kept wealth for four generations. The second or the third tend to waste it. You need to create the wealth your children will have forever. This is a Bible which I produced with Cambridge University Press. It has 15,000 prayer points. It has become a global phenomenon. It was a prayer point that launched Juanita Bynum and so on. Well, since you've come forward, I bless you with all of it.
He came to do his job. So let's bless him with it. Praise God. How many of you want your own copy? And the guy selling it is just outside there.
Such a great joy to be here tonight, and I trust the Lord to be a blessing to you. Tonight, I am not going to be a pastor or preacher. I'm going to be a teacher, and I do hope that you will be blessed by what I'm going to share. Such a great joy to also see the lineup. Oh, man, you are going to be blessed. Selman will bless your socks off. That young man, I don't know where he gets his depth from. He is so deep, his river runs deep. So you're going to have an awesome time. And then you're going to have a great time with Pastor Oduwole. Amazing, fantastic Bible teacher. He doesn't even know I've listened to his messages. Guess what? We've never met. But I have listened to his messages. I'm an hungry man. So wherever there is food, you'll find me there. Oh, Bishop Wiley, okay. I don't want to say much because I knew him. I was a pastor who went to preach for him when he was a student. Yeah. I went to preach for him when he was president, Lagos Varsity Christian Fellowship. And I was a young, tiny bachelor pastor somewhere from Shomolu Four Square Church. Tonight, I believe God to bless you. I believe God to really impact your life. I am Bishop Wailuke. I've been friends for all those times, 42 years now. I went to preach for him in 1980 at UNILAG campus. And his first time in Europe, he stayed in my house. And those boys whom I spent quality time with, one of them now is our pastor of youth. And the second one does business, both of them committed to the Lord. Open your Bibles tonight to the book of 2 Kings chapter 4. I'll read verses 8 to 17, verses 32 to 35. I told you earlier I'll be teaching. And maybe if I do a little preaching, then it will become preaching. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17, 32 to 35. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he called her, she stood before him. He said to him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Will thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, hey, I dwell among my own people. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi said, verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood at the door again. He said, about this season, according to the time of life, you shall embrace a miracle. I'm talking to someone right now. You shall embrace a miracle. You shall embrace a miracle. And she said, no, my Lord. There are too many prophets in town now who are saying things. That man of God, don't lie to thy handmaiden. And the woman conceived and bore a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. Verse 32 to 35, and when Elisha was coming to the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and laid upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, his hands upon his hands, stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked into the house to and fro, went up, stretched himself upon him. The child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. May God bless his word. I said, may God bless his word. Tonight I came to share with you on how to embrace your new year miracle. Embracing a new year miracle. Embracing a new year miracle. The Bible is a very interesting book. It's a book that tells us things as they are. It tells us precisely how things happen to people. The Bible says these things happen unto them for examples. They are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the earth is come. The book of 2 Kings chapter 4 is very peculiar. Verse 1 to 7 is a woman who had children, no money. Verse 8 to 17 is a woman who had money, no children. One person had money problem. The other one had children problem, but they had the same God. I don't know what your challenge is, but I came tonight to let you know, in this year's conference, you will embrace a miracle. I repeat again, you will embrace a miracle. Listen, look at me. Do not allow lockdown, shutdown, whatever, coronavirus make you think, oh, they said it's going to be a terrible year. No, it is when it goes bad that God shows his greatest power. Someone will testify this year. You will embrace a testimony. You will embrace a miracle. If you believe, shout, I receive it. I told you I didn't want to preach. I just want to teach tonight. But you see, in embracing a miracle, you've got to know what to do. You've got to, first of all, know that I have a need. I have challenges. I have battles. I need a God who can show me mercy. He'd shown me mercy. That's why I'm here, but he can do even more. And I want you to know this year, oh, Radoshka, Hilerebozi, is going to be one of the greatest years you've ever lived. It's going to be filled with testimony. Shout, I receive it. This woman was very wealthy. She knew the king. She knew the commander of the army. Because when Elisha said, do you want me to talk to the king? Oh, she said, he's my buddy. Oh, you want me to talk to the commander of the army? Oh, we hang out together. I do come business with them. I know all these guys. And then he asked, what is her need? But listen, that's not where we're going. This woman knew the man of God called Elisha, that he came to town every time to do Bible study and do revivals. And every time she would go to his meetings, she would be blessed. But she observed something. We're going somewhere tonight. She noticed that every time he came, he slept rough. He stayed in the places she didn't like. She decided to do something about it. But in the process of doing what she was provoking her miracle. She looked at Elisha. She didn't see his baldness because he was a bald-headed man. You remember the story of the boys who laughed at him, who said, go up, baldy, go up. You know, because the way you treat an anointing determines what it delivers to you. The way you treat a grace determines if it brings you into grace or disgrace. Gee, he was bald-headed. I have this picture in my mind that he was a very smallish, short man, bald-headed, no great appearance, didn't wear the Louis Vuittons of our world. He didn't wear an Armani suit. Elisha was a carrier, Halabosi. He was a carrier of grace. He asked for double portion of what? Anointing. He didn't get double portion. He got quadruple. Elijah did 7 miracles. Elisha did 28. Go and search your Bible. 28 miracles. That was the man that comes to town that does Bible study. And this woman, I pray that God will open your inner eyes. That you wouldn't come to church and you're just listening to the people who are leading us in worship. You need to catch the spirit and embrace the word. Even in the announcement, there can be an anointing. There can be an anointing. Glory to God. This woman so connected with Elisha, she made up her mind. She was going to do something about the word he carried and the anointing he carried. She was going to do something about the word he carried. and the anointing he carried. She gave recognition to the word of God. She gave recognition to the anointing he carried because she was desirous to have what he had. She became tired of being a casual visitor to the Bible study. She became tired of going once in a while whenever he was in town. So she made a proposal to her husband. And she said to her husband, "Darling, Prophet Elisha who comes to town, please, darling, you know I have the money, but I need your permission. You are the head of this house. Can we build him a room in our house?" Nah. When your wife they propose, say, "Make una build room for another man for una house." I don't know how you go feel, oh, but even now me, I go say, "Yeah, me see, you don't come again, oh. This time a man you won't build room for. And not only a man, but a carrier of grace." And listen, the husband said, "Okay, that's fine." Then this woman did another thing. She did not build a room for Elisha alone. She built him an upper room. The room was above their room. I have not been to Pastor Mildred's home, but if it is two floors, guest room is at the ground floor. At least in my own house. My house is three floors. I had to put an elevator because I built it when I was a bit older. I don't want to stress. Let money do the job. Let the lift take me to my room. If you go to Pastor Mildred's house, guest room is at the bottom. But this woman lived, she built a room for the anointing above her own room. We are going somewhere. So the first step to embrace a miracle is elevation of the word. Elevation of the anointing. Somebody scream elevation. Elevation. Say it like you mean it, elevation. Elevation. Say it one more time, elevation. Elevation. Listen, many of us are too much into social media. We're here. If you're not on Instagram, you're on Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, you're on Snapchat. If you're not on Snapchat, you're on TikTok. If you're not on TikTok, you're here, you're there. Get into the word this year. Elevate the word. Let God know you have loved this word more than your necessary food. This woman elevated the word. She raised the word. Look at me. By building that room above her room, she had built a room above her circumstance, above her problem, above her challenges, above her battles. What problem can still stand under the anointing? Because every time Elisha entered that room, look at me. This man, when he died, his bone raised the dead. What do you think when he was alive? So she built a room of elevation. Somebody say elevation. She built a room of elevation. 2021, no matter what happens, elevate the word, elevate the anointing. Don't take your pastor for granted. Don't take the word for granted. Elevate the word. She raised the word above her challenges. What you lift determines your lifting. What you lift determines your lifting. If you make a permanent room for the word and the anointing, God will give you permanent results. Results that will stay with you. When you give God the proper room, you will get the proper breakthrough. Ah, by the woman building that room, she was tearing up the anointing the man built. The man was carrying. She built him an upper room. Somebody say upper room. I like to say upper room of elevation. She built him an upper room of elevation. When the man entered the room, he said, "Call that woman. Who told you anointing does not get provoked?" They lied. Even Jesus was provoked. Matthew chapter 5 verse 1, King James. And when Jesus saw the multitude, he climbed the mountain. He changed level. When Jesus himself, and seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. He changed his level. I pray for you today that the word will be elevated in your life. Amen. The anointing will be elevated in your life. Amen. God is taking you to a new dimension. Shout, I receive it. An upper room of elevation. You want to know why? We are going to come back there because you need that room. There will be challenges.
God didn't tell you there will not be one, but you know where to go. The upper room of elevation. When somebody insults you at work, they look down at you because they were made your boss. You know where to go and report them. The upper room of elevation. When somebody says your own generation, people of your side, your family, your clan, can never become anything, you know where to take them to. The upper room of elevation. Number two. I'm showing you five things she did. She built an upper room of elevation. Then she put a bed of restoration. She put a bed of restoration. Medical doctors tell us, even if you don't sleep, just lie down. Your body has a way of rejuvenating itself, of restoring itself. She put a bed of restoration. The word must find a place in your life. You need the word to restore you. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. The word restore, every re in the English language means to do again. So to restore means that your store has been empty because of 2020. But in 2021, God is restoring you. Restoring grace. Restoring favor. Restoring testimony. Restoring your beauty. The monies you lost are coming back. The opportunities you lost are coming back. The favors you lost are coming back. I hear restoration in somebody's house. You will have a testimony. One breakthrough that will change everything. One contract that will change everything. One open door that will change everything. One testimony that will change everything. The doors that were shut will not be comparable to the door that God will open for you. If you believe, say amen three times. She built an upper room of, upper room of elevation and put a bed of. God is about to restore things to you. God is about to restore things to you. Some of you, you've lost years. Some of you, you've lost grounds. Some of you, you've lost opportunities. Some of you, you've lost friendships, relationships. But I came tonight to prophesy into your life that God is about to give you an upper room of elevation, a bed of restoration. Everything you've lost is coming back. Shall I receive it? She didn't only put the bed of restoration. She put a table of revelation. She put a table of revelation. This woman knows a man of God. She knew that every man of God who is worth his salt has a table where he studies the word to receive revelation. Oh, that book in your hand. May you operate by revelation this year. I declare again into your life, may you operate by revelation. I say one more time, may you operate by revelation. You see, anyone can carry the Bible. The word in your hand is logos. But when it becomes revealed, it becomes rhema. It carries fire. Can I have a bottle of water? I want to use it for illustration, not preaching. Just bring it as it is. Thank you very much. Thank you. So you see this bottle? That's exactly how revelation is. The word revelation is from the Greek word apokalypsis. Apokalypsis. Removing the cover to expose what is hidden. That's the meaning of revelation. Apokalypsis. Apokalypsis. So when you remove the cover, what is hidden is revealed. Some things have been hidden for you until 2021. This is the year of revelation. I said, this is the year of revelation. I said, this is the year of revelation. The word revelation, apocalypsis, is also the same word that is translated manifestation. This is the year your favor will manifest. Some of you have prayed for the house of your dream for a long time. I don't even know who they are, but I see five people given new keys. The keys of their house. Beautiful house. And I see two of them facing a waterfront. I don't even know where it is.
Shout and receive it.
Libosha, Kayererosa, revelation, revelation. This year your eyes will open. I declare again, your eyes will open. Your ears will open. God will show you things. God will reveal things to you in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, say, I receive it. Revelation. Listen, Christianity is not a religion. We're not just following a blind thing. It's a revelation. You should pray sometimes. God, reveal the guardian angels that are around me in this house. You see, they are in the New Testament, and New Testament is not over. We are the continuation. Tell him, show me. The book of Daniel chapter 7 talks about the judgment throne of heaven. That is where you should take things. And sometimes you should say, Father, let me see how the judgment is going. You should operate by revelation, not just by just trial and error. There's no money in the house. You don't just say, we just hope something will happen. You pray for revelation, and God will just give you ideas. There are young men and women in this house. You're not going to be queuing for salary all of your life. Not all of your life. Your own revelation. Your own revealed business. Your own revealed idea. Your own revealed gifting. Your own revealed breakthrough is coming into your hands. Shout, I receive it. Say it again, I receive it. She put a table of revelation. She knew that every time Elisha sat there, he would receive revelation. And guess what? This is happening on top of her challenges. Oh, this woman is a smart woman. An upper room of elevation. A bed of restoration. A table of revelation. Every time the man of God sat there, he received from heaven. Every day you come to this house, in 2021, fresh bread will be dished out in this place. Your spirit will be fed. I pray for young men and women, DCC, this year you are operating by revelation. Where your monies are, God will show them to you. The Bible will talk of treasures, hidden riches, treasures of darkness, hidden treasures, treasures of the sand, treasures of the sea. Don't you know they are already there awaiting your discovery? From today, may heaven open your eyes. I said, may heaven open your eyes. You are embracing a miracle. You are embracing your 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 miracle. If you believe it, say, I receive it. Put your hands together, give God a praise. Give him praise. Sit down, sit down, sit down. I said I was not going to preach. You guys are pushing me to preach. So let me just teach. So the first one is the upper room of elevation. This year, look at me. Somebody go, Nigeria is tough this year. Recession is worse than has ever been. And so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Oh, hey, Nigeria has never been through this. Naira will be devalued in February. Listen, when I was a young man, a young pastor, they were selling a plot of land in Okpebi, 500 naira. I couldn't afford it. I could not. I was a pastor, but I did not know how to operate by revelation. By the time I now grew, I understood revelation. Went to the same Okpebi and bought a plot for 10 million. And built the house in 5 months. Then 8 years later, I sold it all anyway and came and built somewhere here in Lekki. When it was 1,000 naira for a plot in Allen, I couldn't afford it. Because you operate by the revelation available to you. Somebody's level is changing. I said your level is changing. And listen to me, some of you who are millennials, 1985 to 1995. Don't let anybody make you feel, oh, maybe it's too early to have some ambition. Says what? Built my first house when I was a 27-year-old pastor. Only that I built it in the wrong location, somewhere in Osun State. Yeah, because it doesn't carry value. Does not increase in value. Many of us have gone to build in our villages somewhere in
Agwata local government. Eziama Obiato. Ndiakwo Tolo. Ezi Miri local government. And the pride, the value is still the same.
Ah, your story is changing.
Yeah. Who am I really talking to tonight?
Shout, I receive it.
And all of you who are there tonight in First Talk, you need to shout your own, you receive it in the name of Jesus.
Rita Lerosia.
She built an upper room of elevation. She put a bed of restoration, knowing even the years I've lost shall be restored. As I allow the word to be above my circumstance, then she put a bed of restoration, a table of revelation, and a chair of coronation. She put a chair of coronation, enthroning the word of God. Enthroning the word of God. Let anybody go on radio, TV, Instagram, anywhere, belittle the word. Don't read. Shut them out. Elevate the word. Because the flower fades, the grass withers. The word of the Lord abides forever. I'm watching over my word to perform it. For all scriptures given by inspiration of God, and they are profitable for instruction, for correction, for doctrine, that the man of God may be thoroughly pardoned, furnished unto all good works. Glory to God. She put a chair of coronation. She elevated and made the word of God, the anointing, to sit above all situation. And as the anointing have sat above your challenges, above every battle, I declare this year, places you thought you would never reach, places you thought you would never enter, people you thought you would never connect with, God is bringing you to connect with them. If you believe it, say, I receive it. Say it one more time, I receive it. Put your hands together, give God a praise. Sit down. Let me quickly wrap up this message. Number five. Number one was the upper room of elevation. The bed of restoration. The table, revelation. And the chair, coronation. Crowning the word of God. Look at me. I use the word coronation because it's the same word from where you get corona. Corona actually means a crown. But this year, it isn't disease that will be crowned for you. It is the word that will be crowned for you. I said the word will be crowned for you. The anointing will be crowned for you. Oh, I just saw a revelation when I looked this way. I don't know who it is. I saw somebody here. You are about to approach a door. You don't even know if they will take you, if they will give you the business. Before you got there, the door was open. Oh, I thought everyone would jump into it and say, I receive it. Number five, she put a candle stand of illumination. She put a candle stand of illumination. She put a candle stand of illumination. This is what the candle stand stands for. It stands for light. The Bible says, cease not to give thanks that the eye, verse 18, Ephesians 1, that the eyes of your understanding will be illuma. The Greek word for enlightened in Ephesians 1, 16 is illuma. When light shines upon your face, it shows the beauty of your face, the strength of your face. When the word of God begins to illuminate your journey, where others are supposing and guessing, you already know how God said it will turn out. May light shine in your path. May light shine in your path. May light shine in your path. You will not miss your step. You will not miss your way. You will come into your favor. You will come into testimony. Shout, I receive it. Two people, one walking in darkness, one walking in the light. Same 2 Kings, same Elisha. Elisha comes upon the scenery. He says, about this time tomorrow, food will fall in price. A man standing by the king, walking in educational light, but which is darkness when it comes to revelation. He laughs. He says to the prophet, that's what we've been telling you, these prophets. Wait till you know, self. I graduated summa cum laude from Harvard with a specialization in agric economics. If there's not enough supply, there cannot be a price fall. Don't you know very basic O-level economics? If there's not enough supply, how can price fall? It's not possible. They laughed at the prophet. The king believed the darkness. But you see, like I am doing tonight, like Pastor did yesterday, like Selman will do, like Wale Oke will do, like Oduwale will do, the anointing will leave every speaker tonight looking for who will believe. It will rest on the person, and I pray it rests on you. I pray it rests on you. I pray it rests on you. It will open doors for you. It will take you to your favor, take you to your testimony, take you to your glory. If you believe it, say, I receive it.
Elisha had released the word.
So the anointing for that provision was looking for where to rest. The man who graduated summa cum laude had rejected it, and he had influenced the king, because who you see determines who sees you. Who you hear determines who hears you. That is why you need to watch your association this year. Some association have already been, they have expired. You need to withdraw their visa. You need to cancel their green card. You need to withdraw their indefinite stay. Cancel their visa in your life, or else they will mess up with your journey. The anointing was moving. And as the anointing was moving, there were four lepers going through the city. And as they were going, they were passing by the wall of the city. The book of Leviticus requires that a leper must not enter town. So these guys are going by the city wall. The book of Leviticus also requires that they be screaming, unclean, unclean, unclean. And everybody will run. And the anointing saw these unclean men. The anointing decided to rest on unclean people. In fact, three of them still rejected. One was a pessimist. Say, why are we worrying ourselves? If we stay here, we'll go die. We'll go to the city, we'll go die. Second one was an annihilist. He believed everything will die. He said, we are already dead. The third one was an atheist. He said, you are still believing in God. Me, I don't die as soon as they see me so. You know, Nigerians, in 2020, they came up with a new slang. Something must kill a man. Something must kill a man. Not you. Not you! You will live long. You will live long. You will live long. You will live long. Somebody shout, yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. And the anointing was still floating. Then he saw a fourth man. And when they looked at the fourth man, he had already dressed up properly. He had his pocket handkerchief. Everything was nice. The other three lepers said, hey, oh boy. What didn't happen? He said, I'm going down the valley. There's food there. Assyrian army, they camp there for 1 month. You think they're in an empty stomach? Before they kill me, they will feed me. God looks for one man who will believe his words, who will enthrone his words, and who he can put the anointing on. I pray for you tonight. You will be that one man. You will carry grace. You will carry favor. You will carry power. In the name of Jesus. The single leper began to shuffle down the valley. His friends looked and said, look, if you can't beat them. They joined him too. They began to shuffle. When God saw a heart that built an upper room of elevation, a bed of restoration, a table of revelation, a chair of coronation, and a candlelight of illumination, God put power on the lepers. Their legs began to sound like a mighty army. The Assyrians heard them and say, hey, we are finished. Oh, God will send confusion to the camp of your enemies. Confusion to the camp of your enemies. There will be victory in your house. Shout amen 3 times. Sit down. Stay with me. Let me wrap up this message. Stay with me. Let me wrap up. She put a candlestick of illumination. A candlestick of light. What you need in a world of darkness like this is light. There are people who don't know what 2021 will be. Scientists have been messed up by coronavirus. I live in the United Kingdom. They've been messed up by it. They predict that Africa will have dead body everywhere. God, don't shock them. Like Brother Shaggy will say, it shock you. God shock them. Many don't know what this year will be. But I stand on this altar. And I prophesy into your life. This is going to be one of the best years you've ever lived. 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 If you believe it, say, I receive it. Say it again, I receive it. Shout it loud, I receive it. Say it one more time, I receive it. And the man of God now told us, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 16. And he said, because of these five things you've done about this season, the word season there is Zaman in Hebrew. Kairos in Greek. Zaman is Arabic. Zamani is, no, Zaman is Hebrew. Zamani is Arabic. In Hausa, we also, I speak Hausa very well. We say Zamani. Zamani kayazo yazo kinang. When your season comes, no one, he told a woman, it's your season. About this time next year, you will embrace a miracle. Do your hands like you're carrying a baby. Do your hands like you're carrying a baby. I prophesy on your life today. You will embrace your miracle. You will embrace your testimony. You will embrace your victory. You will embrace your business. You will embrace your finance. You will embrace your turnaround. You will embrace your own company. Your own company. You will embrace your own turnaround. You will embrace your blessing. Shout yes. Put your hands together. Give God a praise. Come on. Sit down. This is just the icing on the cake I'm about to do. And I'll finish the message. I promise, Pastor Mildred. I promise. This message is not very easy all the time for me to preach. In fact, when I checked my notes, the last time I preached, it was 2007. But the Lord spoke to me to preach it here. So she gave birth to the child. The boy began to play. It's the joy of the mother. Woman will get money. Come born one. Anything the boy asks for. Hey, if he wants the moon, she will get it for him. You know? Anything. Then one day he screams, my head, my head. And he dies. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. When the boy dies, she carries the boy. Where did she take him to? Where will you go if you don't have an upper room? When the boy died, she carried him to the upper room of elevation and placed him on the bed of in front of the table and the chair and the candle stand. Who is that spirit of death that can stand when the word and the anointing have been elevated and be revealed and be coronated and has been illuminated? She placed the boy. You need to know where to go when you don't know what to do. You need to know where to go when you don't know what to do. Some of us, we run to the wrong people. We run to the wrong people. That's why I came tonight to let you know. 2021 is your year. She placed him on the bed of restoration. You know why? She knew. She knew this boy is coming back. This boy is coming back. Rikota in Asia. Then she goes to the man of God. And when she went to the man of God, he saw her far away screaming. The Hebrew language and the Yoruba are alike. Shalom. It can be a statement or a question. The Yoruba can confuse you. The guy said, Dadani is a question. Dadani is an answer. Yoruba is the most confusing language. If you miss one vowel, you are in trouble. It can mean anything. Ogene. Shalom. She said, of course. Shalom. It is well. Look at your neighbor. Say, it is well. You know, this has become a statement in Nigeria. And many don't know where it came from. It was a woman whose son just died. But she can only say it because she has put the boy in the upper room of restoration, of elevation, on the bed of restoration, by the table of revelation, near the chair of coronation, by the candle stand. And by the way, a candle stand of a Hebrew man has 7 candles. It's really not a candle stand, it's a light stand. They don't use candle, they use light. And 7 light stands for the perfect presence of God. It means that he is perfectly present in that room. Let death stay there. It's in trouble. Rekota Yiborus. Shalom, shalom. What happened? I told you, man of God, not to promise me. Now the boy is dead. Then he sends his staff, and his staff couldn't raise him. Church staff, please connect with the vision of the man of the house. The staff carried the staff of the man of God, and the staff could not raise the dead boy. Many times we have staff who carry our staff, but they don't know our stuff. So they think it just happens. They don't know that Mildred died for a resurrection to happen. Kingsley died to something. That was why the only question she could ask me is, what do I do on raise my children? And I want them to know I'm there for them. And I told her, if you spend 3 hours and it's so qualitative and 10 hours and it's quantitative in church, that 3 qualitative, your children will never forget. That's what God taught me. My sons, when they became men, refused to leave home until they were getting married. I said, you go. They just love their mom and dad. Praise God. It's not easy to raise boys in England. My sons so blessed me, I ended buying houses for them for their weddings. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. But then, he couldn't raise the boy. So the man of God came. Forgive me, I'm going to close now, I promise. I'm taking too long. I'm going to close now, I promise. So, he comes. The boy is on the bed of restoration. The boy is on the bed of restoration in the room of elevation. He comes as he gets to the place. He wants to enter the room. The mother of the son wants to enter with him. Then Elisha did what in 2021? Some of you guys who live in Lekki, very educated. You say that's an abuse, man. For you to push a woman out of her own house. You know what I'm saying? He pushed her. You know why? He was going where they bring back the dead. And she has never been there. Oh, there are some people who don't belong in the next level. You gotta shut the door. Shut the door. Shut the door against them. Somebody scream, shut the door. Say it again, shut the door. Say it like you mean it, shut the door. The mother of the boy, he shut the door against her. Some of us are too emotional. Every Sunday,
Moment service is over. You've gone to your Umunna Association's meeting. Wear out all the anointing you got from church. Every weekend, you are hanging out with some guys. Talking politics, arguing, then they come on church. Then they begin to slam church, and you keep quiet. You don't know they are draining the grace you carry. Shut the door! Shut the door! Anyone who does not belong in your next season, tonight God removes them from your journey. God removes them from your journey. God removes them from your life. God removes them from your journey. Shout amen 3 times. She's the mother of the boy. She loves him. But you see, some people can love you out of the will of God. He shut the door. Somebody say they can shut the door. And tonight, as a servant of Jesus Christ standing on this altar, everything that wants to enter 2021 with you that does not belong anymore, I shut the door on your behalf. For this church, I shut the door. For your life, I shut the door. I said, I shut the door. 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 Sickness does not belong in 2021. I shut the door. Poverty does not belong in your life. I shut the door. Challenges of life will not follow you. I shut the door. Arrows of darkness do not belong. I shut the door. Lies they've told against you does not belong. I shut the door. 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 In Jesus' name. Stay with me. Stay with me. Then he comes to the boy. And he went and laid upon the child. And he put his mouth on his mouth. Please. You need people who are saying what you are saying. That's the reason some people don't make progress. They have too many voices. Too many voices. Too many voices. He put his mouth on his mouth. So they were connected. Father to Son, Spirit to Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mouth on the boy's mouth so that there was a connection. I pray for you today. Anyone who is running you down, God will remove them from your journey. Anyone reducing your vision, God will take them out of your walk. People who believe in your dreams. People who believe in your destiny. People who believe in your purpose. They are coming into your life. They are coming into your walk. They are coming into your life. They are coming into your life. Shout, I receive it. Then he put his eye. The boy's eyes. You don't need everyone around you. You just need people who don't turn your 16-foot dream to 6 feet. You need people who see more in you than you see yourself. People who believe in you, who believe in your destiny, who believe in your calling, who share your vision. Because vision talks to vision. Today, I pray for you. The businesses you will start, God will send you vision helpers. God will send you valley walkers. God will send you dream makers. I said, God will send you dream makers. God will send you vision helpers. People who will connect with your dream.
They are coming into your life. 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 In the name of Jesus. Shout amen like fire. Then he put his hands upon the boy's hands. You need people who will hold your hand, who will guide you. The wife of one of the wealthiest people in Nigeria told me, she said, many people get it wrong as to how my husband became wealthy. They don't know. He started a business, but he was doing well, flying business class, but he was just at the middle level. Then he flew Swiss Air and stayed in the lounge in Switzerland and was smoking cigar. You know. And a white man came to him and said, you're killing yourself with this big thing you're smoking. Although the white man's recommendation, I don't think it's bad. It was worse than, it was also the same thing. He said, stop cigar, be smoking cigarette. It's still the same thing. But that white man now took his hands and introduced him to Swiss banks. Swiss banks, they began to give him loan. That's how he blew. The man is not a Nigerian. Just met him in the business lounge. He took his hands and began to introduce him. There's an angel looking for you. Men like angels, angels like men. I declare tonight, you will connect with them. 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 In the name of Jesus, favor is coming on your house. Glory is coming to your house. Shout amen three times. And the flesh of the child waxed warm. The child sneezed, verse 35. And verse 36, I think it is. He took the boy and handed him over to his mother and said, here he is. Now he allowed her to come in after he had gone where she has never been. After he brought the boy back, he allowed her in. Said, now, take your son. 2021. You had him once. It was stolen from you, but you have it again. I speak into your life today. 2021. Double favors. Double blessing. Double open doors. Double glory. Double testimony. Double turnaround. Double glory. Double favor. Double testimony. You will embrace a miracle. You will embrace a testimony. You will embrace a miracle. You will embrace a testimony. Shout amen three times. If you've been blessed tonight, put your hands together. Give God a bigger praise. Give him the glory. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Whoa. My assignment today is really complete. But there's something about this story. How did this woman get here? She performed this sacrifice. She put her marriage online. Suppose the husband said, no. How can you come and build a room for another man in my house? Not only another man, above my room. Hey. Hey! But the woman, she tapped into something many never know. Many do not realize. Seasons change because of seeds sown. The whole of the woman's season changed because of that seed. The whole of her life changed totally. In Deuteronomy 1:11, it says, the Lord your God will bless you 1,000 times more. Let me tell you, I've only done online service last Sunday for KICC London. So today is my first time properly in church this year. So I came with a seed of 1,000 naira for every year I've ever lived. I've lived for 68 years. Can you believe that? I came with my own 68,000 naira. It's a seed of thanksgiving. And it's a prophetic seed into 2021. That's what I want you to do tonight. That's what this woman did. She did something that provoked heaven. I want everyone to get an envelope. Everyone, get an envelope. Everyone. All I want you to do, even if you didn't bring it here tonight, I'm going to pray over you. I'm going to sow 1,000 naira for every year you've ever lived. So if you've lived 40 years, 40,000 naira. I've lived 68. I brought 70 pounds. I mean, 110 pounds. It looks like that should work out to 68,000 naira. Everyone, I'm about to pray tonight and then I'll hand over the microphone. And listen wherever you are. This is not a compulsion. This is something done in the atmosphere of love. An understanding of the word you just heard tonight. It's a seed of thanksgiving. How many of you are grateful you are alive in 2021? Let me see your hand. Put your hands down. How many of you know somebody who knows somebody who had corona? Let me see your hand. You see so many hands? Despite Nigerians lying to themselves, hey, there's no corona. They're trying to take our money. Now in London, 500 people every day are dying. 500 a day are dying. London is in the United Kingdom, is another lockdown till mid-February. Everyone, I'm about to pray. If you don't have it here, just hold the envelope. Everybody who has their envelope, and you're going to bring it. Vestak, Lekki, everyone, raise it. I'm about to pray. I'm about to pray. Look at me wherever you are. I want you to ask for 7 things from the Lord. You're going to thank God, but you're also going to ask for 7 things. I want you to ask for fruitfulness. I want you to ask for promotion. I want you to ask for progress. Fruitfulness, promotion, progress, total healing and health. Fruitfulness, promotion, progress, total healing and health. You have 4 there. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. I'd like somebody to scream breakthrough. That's 5. 7, I want you to ask for restoration. Before 2020, I used to travel every week. I had to speak all over the world every week. My ticket in 2019 was $350,000. Ticket. Corona shut down all my engagements last year. Shut down. But God is also a God of humor. It was also the year I earned the most.
But somebody needs a restoration of everything you've lost. How many of you lost something? Maybe days, hours, money. Let me see your hand. If you don't lose anything, I wonder which country you did. At least you lost some days. They shut you down. You couldn't go out. Listen. Get ready. I know the grace of God on my life. And if you can dare to believe tonight, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Number 7 is supernatural walk. Supernatural walk with God. Supernatural provision. Supernatural revelations. Something that was going to harm you, God just showed you in the night season. Supernatural walk with God. That's the 7th. Are you ready? I'm going to pray. And I'm going to hand over the microphone to Pastor Mildred. Lift your envelope. Lekki, Festac, wherever you are. Those of you who are connected on the net, please, whatever it takes. If this church has a giving platform, I don't know which platforms they have, don't ever give excuse. Connect. And so tonight, I want you to know you will have a testimony. All those who are on the net, even if you're in the United States, Canada, wherever, you know, Corona made a mistake. It turned church to become global. I know this church, you are practically everywhere. You know, I started this Common Masterclass, and we put it on podcast. And next thing I'm seeing DCC on podcast. These guys, everywhere they did. Praise God. Raise your envelope one more time. Say with me, this is my seed. Say it with boldness. This is my seed. This is my Thanksgiving seed. 1,000 for every year that I've ever lived. I am celebrating the goodness of God, and I'm looking forward to abundance, supernatural breakthroughs, healing and health, the promises of God fulfilled, favor upon favor, increase upon increase, testimony upon testimony. In the name of Jesus, I will never be the same. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. In Jesus' name. Lift it up one more time. Father, in the name of Jesus, what a privilege to be with your people tonight. Bless the seed we sow. Prosper your people. Bring uncommon increase. Show them your grace. Bless them beyond measure. As they sow the seed of thanksgiving, let the sound of joy never cease in their house. Let the sound of thanksgiving never cease in their life. We thank you. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name. Whatever you have on you right now, if you didn't have all of it, put in that envelope. Put in that envelope. Put it in that envelope. Put in that envelope. Put in that envelope right now. Whatever you have, you don't have all of it. Whatever you have now, put in that envelope. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know how offering is taken, but I want a celebratory song. And then I want people to release this seed. It's a seed of thanksgiving. I want a song that is alive, that has no malaria, does not see corona.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.